$1,000 a year. Visit floodsmart.gov to learn what a flood could cost you.
WVOX and WVIP HD2, New Rochelle.
1460 WVOX.
Welcome to Brand Talk, the only show on radio where branding gets personal, here on WVOX Radio, 1460 on your AM dial. My name is Dr. John Tantillo, and we're here to talk about brands, your personal brand, your career brand, and even your business brand, sponsored exclusively today by the Whitmore Group, where a relationship is a partnership. Folks, for those of you joining us for the first time, this show is about transitions and how the science and psychology of branding can help change your relationships for the better, your career or business for the better, your life for the better, so that you can become the brand you are truly meant to be. This is a call-in show, and so it's your show where we want to hear from you. So if you're going through a transition, are you concerned about your brand or someone else's brand, thinking about starting your own business, that's a good reason to call in. Don't hesitate and give us a call here on WVOX on Brand Talk at 914-636-0110. That's 914-636-0110. Or if you're email inclined, give us an email at doc@brandtalkradio.com. That's doc@brandtalkradio.com. Or the phone, 914-636-0110. And today I want to talk about From Wall Street to Main Street. And this past Saturday, folks, I was taking my constitutional. And for those of you who don't know what a constitutional is, no, it's not adhering to the Constitution of the United States, although that wouldn't be bad. It's a walk to make one feel better. And I've been doing that lately because I can't exercise on doctor's orders. And that's a long story that is too boring to get into. But anyway, I walked past a chocolate store that I had worked with over 10 years ago, and I did a promotional item from one of my clients with this store, and it's Eigner Chocolates in Forest Hills, New York, and they're great. And I said, let me just go in there and see if who's around. The owners are around. And sure enough, there was Pia, one of the owners, helping or assisting customers. And there were a lot of customers there. So I had second thoughts about why I even bothered to come in. But I said, let me stay. And would she even remember me? You know, that's the other part of all of this. And she finished with her customers, and she said, "Hi, John, how are you? It's been a long time." And we started talking about what was going on in our lives. And then all of a sudden, from the basement, Pia's husband, the genius behind these great ingredients for this chocolate shop, Peter comes up to investigate what all the commotion was about, and he comes out of the basement, and his hands are full of chocolate. But as always, this guy loves what he does. I mean, he just when he is making his chocolate, this guy is happy, okay? I'm telling you. So another big hug, with his hands behind his back, if you could imagine that. Or it was a it, it was a very strange hug, but it was a hug, a sign of endearment. And, of course, we started to get into what their children were doing. And the last time I heard about their children, they were in high school, of course, and in grammar school. And they had told me that their middle son, Christopher, was working with them to develop their brand, this Aigner Chocolates brand. And what was surprising to me was that Christopher had told me that he left a lucrative corporate job with one of the most prestigious investment banking firms to help his parents promote the family brand because he believed that working in corporate America was not for him. He could not be himself, he told me. There were just too many games and too much structure, and that marketing chocolate was much more fun than balance sheets and office politics. Well, you know, this is like kind of music to my ear, so I'm listening, you know? And it just excites me because the same passion that his dad had, this guy had, all right? And that's what you need if you want to start a business. And I knew that this would be a great example and a great talking point at my introduction for those of you out there who feel that, can I do it? Can I do it? Should I do it? Do I want to do it? Well, that is, of course, a personal decision, but a decision that only you can, in fact, make. And one of the great things about this guy, Christopher, is he brings to the party all those corporate skills like profit and loss statements, a planning, which everyone has to do in corporate America for those reports. And so he's got this skill set. That, and what's also great is he also has the experience of his father and mother, real life experience, where together this is a winning kind of approach. And it's something that that we want to do when we want to start a business. And the great thing here is that it's always said when you start a business, you need a partner. And remember, half a loaf is better than no loaf at all. So everybody talks about, if I had to do it again, I wouldn't have a partner. Yeah, and if you would have had to do it again, you probably wouldn't have done it. So, I mean, the good thing about partners is that you can, in fact, lean on them and get help with them. And so this partnership between somebody who's got this corporate experience and knows the importance of marketing plans and business plans can take this family business that's been around for 70 years and go brand themselves even bigger than what they have. So this was all really, really good and very, very exciting. And so I just feel that if one wants to start a business, having this partner, as we like to say, having one partner should be the in guy and the other one should be the out guy. In other words, somebody who knows the inner workings of the office and then the salesperson, that who's going out and drumming up the business, the rainmaker. And this is so very, very important. But what's very, very exciting when talking to Christopher is that he took the passion that his father had on the management side. He's taking it where his father leaves off in terms of the on the product side. So for me, this was always very, very exciting. And one last thing I just would like to say is to remember that when you do start your own business, you are free to work any 20 hours a day that you like. That's the nice thing about the freedom of that. And the other thing, which is going to be one of our theme today on our Did You Know That, by the way, and that is this idea of never giving up, of what I've kind of labeled the negative option, never giving up. That never giving up is never an option. And if one wants to be true to one's brand, and we'd love to hear from you at 914-636-0110. That's 914-636-0110. And we would just love to hear from you, or doc@brandtalkradio.com. And before we get into some other things, I like to pause from a word from our sponsor, the Whitmore Group.
Folks, insurance is something that we usually don't like to talk about. But at the Whitmore Group, they know how. Whether it's for your business or your home, the Whitmore Group is the place to go. That's where I go for my insurance needs, and I never doubt that they're looking out for me. Simply put, with James Metzger at the helm and his excellent team, your insurance needs are always taken care of. Whether it's commercial property and casualty, personal or health insurance, estate planning, or financial services, the Whitmore Group is where a relationship is a partnership. 516-746-4141 is the number to call, 516-746-4141, or on the web at whitmoregroup.com. And tell them Dr. Tantillo sent you.
We're back. You're listening to Brand Talk. My name is Dr. John Tantillo. If you'd like to give us a call, we're at 914-636-0110, 914-636-0110, or doc@brandtalkradio.com, doc@brandtalkradio.com. And that number, once again, is 914-636-0110. And for any of you that are thinking about doing that start your own business routine, give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. And I just, in a self-promotional, how could I say it? In an effort to promote myself, that's a better way of saying it. I'm going to be on tonight, Cavuto, on the Fox Business Network. And if you don't get it, of course, you should demand it. And I'm going to be talking about something that I've been trying not to really talk about because it upsets me so much, and that is the Penn State brand, and we're going to be diving into that one this afternoon. So I recommend actually early evening, right? I should be on between 6:30 and 7. I got to be there at 6. So we love to get you to call in, and I'm going to save what I'm going to say for that show. But I'll post the clip, and I always love hearing from you, the listeners, and getting feedback. So it should be good. So this is Brand Talk. We're on WVOX, 1460 on your AM dial. My name is Dr. John Tantillo, and we're here to talk about brands. I just have to say that I saw a movie last night, and a friend of mine was out with a friend of mine. I hope you don't think I'm not name dropping, but I was out with a Fox executive, and he is a member of the Academy of Arts and Sciences, and we saw this movie called The Dangerous Method, and it was about the relationship between Jung and Freud, their friendship and their distance, and I knew a little something about it, about that, but I really didn't know as much as I found out yesterday. I mean, the movie was such that, last night I received my second doctorate in psychology. So that gives you an idea of what the movie was like. I'm glad I saw it. It was good, but it's not one of those things that you want to go back and see. But it certainly was a very, very moving movie. And I guess I recommend you see it if you like psychology and you're interested in Jung and Freud and all of that sort of stuff. And as I was told by my friend who accompanied me, it was a great love story. And I guess that's what it was. But it was really a something. Talk about brands. It was really the psychiatric brand that was into question there. And also the Jungian brand and the Freudian brand, where Freud did not want to change his brand, and Jung simply wanted him to. That Freud had this thing about sex being the central part of all neurosis and psychosis, and Jung felt it should be expanded to include the spiritual as well. So if you like, take a look at it. It's I think you'll find it an interesting movie, but be prepared to take notes. So anyway, this is Dr. John Tantillo. We're here on Brand Talk, 914-636-0110. And I also want to get to talking a little bit about Katie Couric and some other things that have been on my mind, some ads that I've seen that I really enjoy. And, of course, Rosie O'Donnell, who I think is going to be making a big comeback. She is really great, and I'll talk a little bit about that as well. But, you know, it's about that time when we have to do our winner and loser. And, you know, folks, each week I choose two brands that I believe have either exceeded or failed in basic brand fundamentals so that you can implement these takeaways into your own brand life. And so without any further ado, let's go to our brand winner and loser. And I guess this, once again, is a little shameless plug on my part, but yet I think you'll see why I say it, folks. The winner this week is General Motors. And the company has continued to be with the winner ever since the spring of 2008 and the federal bailout, despite all predictions to the contrary. And as I mentioned to you once before, I got a lot of heat at Fox and Fox Business for saying that don't be so fast to lock the door on them or shut the lights out on them, because people buy brands, not companies. And, you know, investment types, and I'm going to mention this one of these days to my producer friends at Fox. And that is that business is more than just finance, although it's very, very important. It's not the only thing. And that branding is what drives your customers to your products and services. And if you're a packaged goods company, how many people know Procter & Gamble? But if I say Tide and Cheer, everybody knows them. So let's give branding its rightful due. And anyway, so the reason that they're the winner is because, are you ready for this? They posted a $7.1 billion, that's with a B, profit. And, I mean, that is just absolutely incredible. And, you know, one can be critical, and I remember, and that's why I really do believe that people buy brands, not companies, because in that situation, GM, Chevy's, Caddies and Chevy trucks were much more important than GM brand. and GM brand might not have made any sense to investors, but they made a heck of a lot of sense to GM customers, or should I say Chevy customers, Caddy customers, and Chevy truck customers. And so that's what I believe. And if you like that, let me say you should pick up the book even electronically, People Buy Brands, Not Companies, in which I discuss this in a lot of detail. So there you are. And the loser of the week, are you ready for this, folks? And the rebrand of the USA. It seems like the urban professionals, you know, the college educated, public relations slash college educated, urban dwellers kind of feel that the American brand to the European market is a little too crass, and people aren't coming to America as much as they used to. And so what they're going to do is they're going to rebrand America. And in a typical groupthink approach to marketing, instead of adhering to the basic principle of advertising, of playing it loud, they're playing it silent, or I guess they're playing it too subtle, because their logo, instead of expressing the great red, white, and blue, are little pixels, little dots that you almost see a little red, but it's mostly blue and white, and it's not strong. Only in America and only at a major agency like J. Walter Thompson, by the way, a great advertising agency. It's just that it's what happens. And this is what you can't do when you are starting your business, all right? You just can't talk to your friends. You just can't talk to your family. You simply can't talk to those you know. You have to open it up and do research. And let me tell you something that I have found out about my European friends. There wasn't one European friend of mine that did not want to go to Las Vegas. And I would look at them and say, Las Vegas? Why would you want to go to Las Vegas? I mean, it can be the most garish. I mean, why wouldn't you want to go to the museums of New York, or you want to go to the Getty in Los Angeles, or you might even want to go to the Grand Canyon? They want to go to Las Vegas. And I say, well, why? And it's almost like, and they were kind of embarrassed, but what they love to do is see how much in Las Vegas more is more. And that's so typical in their mind to the American brand. And so what I think people are trying to do is get people, or get Europeans, to change their minds. And by the way, as a psychologist, I can speak for this. It is almost impossible to change people's minds by a advertising campaign. Now, I said change the minds, not initiate a behavior, okay? To get somebody to buy something, that's another story, okay? That's a one-shot situation. But to get people to change their minds, in the 1960s and 70s, the whole psychological literature and social psychology and in psychology revolved around attitude change. And I mean, it's very, very, very hard to do. And so what is much better to do is to find out, and marketers understood this, and psychologists always took a backseat to marketers. And so what, at least on this level, is that you find out what it is that people want and you give it to them. And so, anyway, with that said, if you want to change people's minds, or better yet, if you want people to engage in a buying behavior, I got something that's thinking completely out of the box that and would probably be cheaper, and that would be to give, when Europeans come off the plane, give them $100. You have cutie pies and cutie poos, guys and gals. We don't want to be we don't want to discriminate here. We got guys and gals, and what we do is they get $100 and welcome to the United States. Welcome to New York. Here's your $100. Enjoy it where you want. Now, you wouldn't even, but the beauty of this is that you wouldn't even have to have an ad campaign, because word of mouth, people would go back from New York and go back to their respective countries and say, you know what they do over in New York? Oh, when you come to the United States, you get $100. This would be great. And so if people want to get people to come to the United States, that just might be the way to go. And, you know, we're coming up to a break pretty soon, but I'm going to give you the phone number because I like to find out what you think of this kind of thinking out of the box idea, which you have to do when you start your own business. Okay, you want to think outside the box. It's called guerrilla marketing. 914-636-0110. That's 914-636-0110. And you're listening here to John Tantillo on WVOX 1460 on your AM dial. This is Brand Talk. And when we come back after the break, we're going to talk about Katie Couric. We're going to talk about the Rosie Show. And did you know that? We'll be back.
World and national news three times an hour. Here's the latest update from Fox News Radio on WVOX Worldwide.
Fox News Radio. I'm Lisa Lucera. The suspect wanted in connection with a shooting that left a bullet in the window of the White House arrested in Pennsylvania.
That bullet was stopped by ballistic glass around an exterior window of the First Family's residence. Now the Secret Service wants to know if it's connected to reports of gunshots near the White House late last week. Shortly after those reports, police recovered a car and AK-47, tracking them to 21-year-old Oscar Ortega Hernandez.
Fox Radio's Jared Halpern. Authorities say Hernandez may be mentally ill. He has a long criminal record. The new coalition government in Greece falling into place.
Greece's parliament, in a vote of confidence in the new government there, headed by economist Lucas Papademos. Polls show he has 3/4 of Greeks supporting him as he begins to enforce the measures like tax hikes that drew such public anger before.
Fox Radio's Alistair Wanklin. Fox News. We report, you decide.
Now with your latest up-to-date forecast, here's Steve Pelletieri's Eye on Weather, exclusively on WVOX Worldwide.
Forecast Westchester County and the vicinity for this afternoon. Overcast skies will continue periods of rain through the afternoon hours. Highs will climb into the upper 50s. Occasional rain this evening. Overnight lows falling back into the middle 40s. Mostly cloudy. Occasional showers early Thursday, then partly sunny in the afternoon. Highs into the upper 40s. Mostly clear. Windy and cold at night, lows dropping close to 30, mostly sunny upper 40s for highs on Friday. Sunny skies back into the 50s on Saturday, could reach 60, overcast skies on Sunday. I'm Steve Pelletieri, Jr. reporting for WVOX Worldwide and WVIP HD.
Raining heavily and 57 degrees.
The days are getting shorter and the weather's getting cooler.
Erroneous! Erroneous on both counts!
Well, everyone agrees that the best place to spend autumn is right here. VOX.
1460 WVOX. We're back. This is Brand Talk here on WVOX Radio. My name is Dr. John Tantillo, and we'd love to hear from you. We're at 914-636-0110, or if you'd like to send an email, that's doc@brandtalkradio.com. 914-636-0110, 914-636-0110. VOX is the call, other call letters. 1460 AM is the numbers on your AM dial. And anyway, I want to talk a little bit about the Katie Couric and Regis interview that's coming up this coming Thursday. And the reason I do this is that, how could I say it? I was at one of my favorite restaurants in town with my favorite maitre d', and fortunately or unfortunately, I have to share my favorite maitre d' with in New York City with Regis Philbin, and it's Bruno over at Osteria di Cerco. I mean, this guy is such a very dear friend. To give you an idea about, and then I'm going to get into what the interview basically. Well, my mind is speeding because this guy Bruno is such a good friend of mine. When I had my angioplasty, that day he came by with a freshly made chicken soup, and I was allowed to eat it, folks. So don't think I wasn't allowed to eat it. It was perfectly legitimate. But he came over, and he's such a dear friend. But anyway, he is going to be the interview of Regis and Katie Couric was shot in the restaurant, and it's going to be on 8 to 9 this coming Thursday. And anyway, so I'm there, and I'm there with a friend from Fox, and we're having dinner and all of this, and I'm leaving. Folks, this is why I tell you it's so important to go brand yourself, all right? And I get so much heat from some of my corporate friends or my entrepreneurial friends on the way I dress, okay, or the shirts that I choose. But this is a true story. So I'm leaving, and this good-looking gentleman says to me, "Sir, I have to know where you bought that shirt. That shirt is great. I mean, where did you get it?" And I proceeded to tell him I got it at this store on 44th Street. And he said, "Well, you know, I am the creative director at Katie, this new show that's coming out." And then I proceeded to tell him what a great brand I thought Katie Couric was. And blah, 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 blah. So the point I'm making here, and in terms of product differentiation, okay, is that this conversation with this gentleman from the Katie show never would have taken place if it wasn't for the shirt and the way I dress, that everyone sometimes feels that maybe I'm overdoing it. And the question is, you're not overdoing it if it's you and you like it and other people respond to it. So just consider that and think about that. So anyway, there you go. I had a great time. The food was great, great energy, and great movie and all of that. Now, Rosie O'Donnell. So you got to catch this Rosie O'Donnell show on O. It's great. She gets, I saw an interview she did with Martin Short, another great brand. Well, if they repeat a lot of the shows. If you can get that interview, it's with Martin Short, where he talks about going to a party that Johnny Carson invited him to. And the experience that he had, it was just incredible. And, you know, it was funny because when I was talking to this to my friend, who is a Fox executive, he had mentioned, he says, "Well, you know, John,
no one's watching that show. She might be good, but no one's watching the show. And I said, you really? She said, no one's watching the network. And I said, well, you know, that's probably because they're doing things the old-fashioned way. And the old-fashioned way is build it and they will come. And that was built that there were no options. You know, in the old days, you had three networks, and that was it. It was take it or leave it. We make the decision. Now people have choices. And so, as I said, you know, my friend, I don't want to mention his name, but, you know, Joe, the issue is that you have to do the same thing that packaged goods companies do. You have to have a marketing plan for each show. And you got to do search engine optimization. It's like starting a small business, you see? And that's the future, folks. Using the principles and branding tactics and marketing tactics so that you can, in fact, create a brand that people will, in fact, watch and listen. But anyway, getting back to the Rosie show, she is so warm. She is so funny. She connects with the audience. She just is so good. She knows her audience. I mean, it's so good. She is constantly making fun of her weight and the trials and tribulations of other people dealing with it. I mean, I can relate to her because I know how hard it was for me to lose those 35 pounds. And how to continue now to keep it off. I mean, once you've lost it, that's one thing. And to keep it off is another. And, you know, I love to hear from you and how you feel about this at 914-636-0110. And you're listening to Dr. John Tantillo on Brand Talk here on WVOX Radio 1460 on your AM dial. So, I just recommend you go and watch that. That is really, really a great, great show. Justin Bieber, a big win. The woman that accused him of parenting her child dropped the charges. And there's something to be said that if you know your brand and you're true to your brand and you got nothing to worry about, there's nothing really to worry about, is there? And so my hats go off to Justin Bieber and his advisors for doing the right thing. And pretty good. As opposed to our friend Ashton Kutcher, who made a Twitter error by jumping onto the paternal bandwagon. That wasn't too good, so we'll see where that goes. But, folks, right now, what I like to do, moving right along, is to talk about my Did You Know That?, where little-known facts are brought center stage for your delight, amazement, and, dare I say, your continuing education. And now, Did You Know That?
This is Dr. John Tantillo asking, Did You Know That? One of the shared characteristics of successful people is relentless focus. Folks, I'm talking about the kind of passion that always keeps the goal in sight. Journey back to the 1980s. A cheerleader with dancing ambitions is discovered by a well-known pop star. She begins to choreograph his dance routines and then moves on to the silver screen where she becomes famous for the keyboard sequence in Tom Hanks' movie Big. From there, she launches a pop singing career herself, another big success. Later, she becomes a judge on a famous variety show, but all along her focus remains how to deliver the best choreography possible. She realizes that one problem has long bedeviled performers. How to sing and dance with a microphone stand without sacrificing sound quality. In 2009, this inventive lady tackles the problem by designing a stand that is built into a hemispherical base. The result? singers can now move, and the mic effortlessly comes with them. Complicated dance maneuvers, once impossible, are now possible, all thanks to the mind behind the dynamic microphone support apparatus. The inventor, none other than Miss Paula Abdul. And now you can say, yes, I know that.
I've known James Metzger, the Whitmore Group CEO, for years. I'm a client and a friend, and I have seen how he fights for his clients and strives to meet their genuine insurance needs. Folks, it's bad to pay for insurance you don't need, but it's worse to think you're protected and then find out you're not. You want the right kind of professionals having your back. The Whitmore Group has your back. It's where a relationship is a partnership. Their number, 516-746-4141, 516-746-4141, or visit them on the web at whitmoregroup.com and tell them Dr. Tantillo sent you.
We're back. You're listening to WVOX 1460 on your AM dial. My name is Dr. John Tantillo. And we'd love to hear from you at 914-636-0110. That's 914-636-0110 or doc@brandtalkradio.com. Well, folks, this idea of relentless focus is an important concept. Basically, since no one can see exactly what needs to be done at the beginning, focus on the goal or making something better in a particular area is what is important. For Abdul, her passion for being a great choreographer, for making a singing and dance performance better, was visible all along from the early days cheerleading for the LA Lakers, to her movie work, to a pop career, and to even her judging on American Idol. The point is that her passion and focus on dance and performance meant that she would do whatever it took to make this better. That's the key, folks. The truly successful don't necessarily know how to do something better from the moment they start. Take Steve Jobs, but they know they can and want to make it better, and then nothing gets in the way for accomplishing this. And that's what I mean by relentless focus. It's that kind of focus which applies so much energy consistently to a problem or a challenge that makes the difference, no matter how long it takes. And, you know, this idea, one of the things that I have found, and I've been doing a lot of thinking, my producer Jonathan and I just recently talked about this, and when we were taking a look at all of these did you know that's, and probably the common chord here with all of these guys and gals, okay, is that they have this passion, and never giving up is never an option. It's like I branded this as the negative option. And if you know anything about the direct mail publishing business, a negative option is that if you don't say no, you will continue to get those books or those magazines. And by the way, that just recently happened to me, so that I am going to have to get on the phone and call my bank up and tell them to stop with the subscription that they started, because I donated so much to a college, one of my alma maters,
and they kept doing this. So the negative option has a very, very different meaning to the JT factor here, or the marketing doctor factor. And that is that never giving up is not an option. And whether or not you're a small business owner, it's always making those fine adjustments so that you, in fact, can be the brand you are always truly meant to be. And I would just love to get your thoughts on this matter at 914-636-0110, or give us a call at doc@brandtalkradio. No, give us an email. Sorry about that, at doc@brandtalkradio.com. And if I could be so bold, if you kind of like what we're talking about here, you can find me on Facebook, on John Tantillo, on my personal page. And then I have also Dr. John Tantillo's fan page. And then I have The Marketing Doctor. And then we have Brand Talk, where we try to do some discussion groups. It's a group page. So we'd love to hear from you. And, of course, if you're a corporate type or you're starting your own business, and I'm also on LinkedIn, John Tantillo. You can pick me up there. But I got some other things that I just would also like to mention and talk about. And, you know, I can remember when I was like 15 years old watching a program that was, it was the, it was the Academy Awards for ads. I love ads. I just love them. I love Super Bowl ads. I think they're a waste of money, as I talked about many times. But I love the idea and seeing how creative minds think about it. I think most of them get it all wrong, but that's another story, because they're thinking about how creative they are rather than worrying about how to sell product, which is what they're really there for. But anyway, there are two ads that I think need mentioning, and one has to do with FedEx, and to me, the FedEx ads were always, right from the get-go, when they absolutely positively had to get there. The latest one they're pushing, if you haven't seen it, and this is Brand Talk on WVOX Radio 1460 on your AM dial, is that they're pushing that their shipping products are green. And there's a scene where it's a boardroom scene. Well, it's a conference room scene, and who are at the, and they're having a meeting talking about how green they are, and that what they're doing is recycling paper, and so that they're using both sides of the paper, and the FedEx fellow comes in and says, well, there's really no need to have to do that. And because we at FedEx make sure that all our materials are green. And as this fellow's saying this, one of the employees seated at the table, at the conference room table, turns the page around and sees the executive compensation page, and she asks, what is this executive compensation package page? And the executive in the room flies onto the literally flies onto the table and starts eating that page. It's very, 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 very funny. And it just rings true on how they the people at FedEx, and they were always good at this, FedEx, really understand the mind of the of corporate people. And I don't know if you know that, but before FedEx, I might have said this to you before, but it's always good because when you find out how Fortune 500 companies have made it, how you can apply that once again to your small business of thinking outside the box. The number one company before FedEx for courier services was DHL. I bet you did not know that. And the problem with DHL, the problem that FedEx had with DHL is that every person in the postage room, okay, or the mail room, they were locked at the hip with DHL. They weren't gonna budge. So what FedEx had to do is change the discussion and emphasize when you absolutely, positively have to get that package to the recipient the next day. It's FedEx, and by doing that, they set the standard, and that's the kind of thing that you have to do when you are number two, okay? Or not even number two, when you want to really break into the market, which they did. So, I mean, just a great brand, FedEx. I love it. The only problem I have with FedEx is that you need an engineering degree to get through their website. And I've told them that, so I'm not saying anything out of school here. And even my friend Ralph, who has a master's in electrical engineering, used to be challenged by their website. So anyway, I guess if one sees that movie and gets the PhD that I saw last night, and consults and gets an electrical engineering master's degree, you'll be able to weave through the FedEx website. But that's another one, and that's another day, another dollar. But moving right along, and the other thing that really moves me, and I guess it's also because I've just recently had, like I said, a procedure done at New York Presbyterian, and as they're are their ads. Oh, the best. And here's another takeaway for my small business owners. And that is the importance of testimonials. Get your clients to tell, to brag about you and to say how wonderful it is you are and your products are. And I mean, there's nothing like that. But the New York Presbyterian Hospital have these real life people. They're so good. Now you realize that it must take hours upon hours from each of these folks to get what they want out of them, as well as interviewing numbers and numbers of people, so they in fact get strong stories. And you know, from the doctor who was restricted from going below 14th Street during an emergency, unless there was somebody in the car with them. There had to be at least three people in the car, so he took his wife who was pregnant and brought her into the car and went down and saved this guy's life. I mean, this is, it not only is it good advertising, it's really good television. And it really underscores the importance of that brand, and that they're caring people, and the people that are there are really important. And like I said, in these last few minutes here, we still like to get a quick call in at 914-636-0110. You're listening to Dr. John Tantillo. This is Brand Talk. We're at WVOX 1460 on your AM dial. And so those are two commercials that I really, really, really enjoy and I would love to hear. Maybe next week you can talk a little bit about it. I had there's a fellow who I have long admired that had an interesting article the other week, actually 2 weeks ago. His name is Al Reiss. He was part of the duo of Reiss and Trout that came up with the concept of positioning, which is a very, very important marketing idea. And positioning is basically what comes to mind when you mention a certain brand. And before they mentioned this, advertisers would talk about things like we're better or we're the best, as opposed to what Reiss and Trout talked about. What is the most salient factor or salient feature, I should say, about the product that will get people to remind people about the product, or what comes to mind, almost like a Rorschach test. What comes to mind when I mention a certain brand name? And that's very, very important. So anyway, he wrote an article. Of course, he's trying to throw the bomb and get everybody screaming. And he believes that we should change. We shouldn't be call ourselves marketing professionals. We should call ourselves brand professionals. And that there shouldn't be CMOs, chief marketing officers. We should be called CBOs, chief branding officers. And that sounds all sorts of wonderful, but in practice, the only problem with branding is it doesn't take really into account the other three P's. That takes care of the product. But what about the price? What about the promotion? And what about the placement or distribution? I can't believe it, folks. Another hour gone. Let's see you next week here on WVOX. And remember, always keep branding in mind.
We're easy to operate.
It's right at your fingertips.
And best of all, free to enjoy.
This could save us a lot of money.
AM 1460 WVOX.